Rise and shine, baby. I couldn't resist molding you, treating you, as well as all the decadent little details. I had no other choice, you see. I had to melt you like fresh snow. Cool those sensitive nerves and make that heart race. You must have seen this coming somewhere. This outcome was always going to be what needed to happen, don't you think? Baby. That look says a million things. The look I wanted to taste. You always said you wanted a man who only sees you in this world, which everyone else is just a paltry extra. And then that's exactly what you'll get, no matter what. The sound of your breath, so rhythmically satisfying, those limbs caught up in my embrace, and hands that viciously, tenderly, and those finer details left for words unsaid. Your lips are trembling again. Did you make me jealous in hopes I would snap like a rubber band pulled too tight until it finally gives way? The feelings rushing like waterfall. The breathlessness on your lips. The taste on your tongue. That want, that desire that nothing could ever compare to. Nothing could ever even come close to. If I didn't know better, I would think you made me feel this jealous on purpose. Taste, touch, essence, everything is so poetically incredible. You are decadence in human form. And that quirk of yours, so cutely telling of how much you love this moment, of how much you savor and desire so much more. Don't look so cutely frustrated. You're all tied up with me. Our arms and legs are locking like we're meant to be like this. So incredibly sexy. Every breath that comes out of your mouth. Every moment of that cold satisfaction of knowing you won't be able to think of anyone else, because I'll be too stuck in this moment, because you'll be lost in every kiss, in every touch, no matter where I place it. There's only one rule now that you've made me so jealous. Don't regret making me fall so in love, so in obsession with you. Don't regret it even once. Because if you weren't, then I'd feel a bit guilty with how much I've made you feel already, and how much I'm going to mere moments later. Your skin so beautiful and some salty with that breathlessness enveloping every little detail. Does my touch excite you that much? Does my hands on those wonderful legs, does it make you think that you're royal? Because you should be. You are. No doubt in my mind, this touch, this taste, is the only one suitable to be mine forever. And I think deep down you know it. Those subtle hints, those casual tics never remain as such. The way that you'll give those hints about me taking you away. This is just the more literal interpretation. Taking you away was so difficult, but so worth it. What if I hide you away from the world, and I hide away too, and I keep you all to myself? No friends or family to get in the way. No one but you and I, and copious amounts of kisses and love. Of course, more than that. I would never simplify you to simple love. Kisses, romance alone would never be this infatuation, this infection of which you have encroached upon my mind. I've lost my mind for you several times over. Consider this just to be my undeniable desires and my unquenchable thirst for more of you. More of these thighs, more of those eyes, more of these snuggles late at night and early in the morning with the sunset and sundown. I could keep you, my heart's captive, in some way that's far more invasive, but why would I? Why would I be so crude and cruel? I want you to want and choose this. Of course, if you don't, I would never expect that, judging by your reactions, all favorable to me. Judging by the subtlety of your approach that cannot stop. Considering every kiss makes those lips quiver, and the way you look at me is the way I only ever wanted to be looked at by anyone. That I'm the only one for you in the world, and that I'm the same. That you're everything to me I could possibly want, like the air I breathe, as chilling and as heartfelt and burning with passion as breath itself filling my lungs. Ah, your scent, the slight movements you make when you see me, that obsession in your eyes. You feel me, can't you? How much I've looked forward to this my entire life, as if everything to this point, as if I was born to be with you, to see you like this, to understand that deep seething desire to be infatuated, and infatuate only with one person, baby. Baby, you excite me. You make me quiver and twitch. You make me lose my mind in all these little details that I can't help but want more of. I got so excited. I felt a little lightheaded. But by the looks of it, you're not faring too much better, are you? Lost in this moment of pure obsession. We're truly deranged, aren't we? Yes. Stay just like that. It's so cute how you can't even stay still. How a single touch makes you quiver. Makes those legs and knees press together. And the way that I'm doing it to you. And the way that my touch drives you wild. And the way that my kiss fills your lips, even as I quiver, as your body reverberates with desire. Such a precious place. That I want to contaminate with my desire, with my love. How much more can I make you feel? With my tongue and my desires, with my touch and my aching body, making yours throb and ache as well. You make me feel so much, so good. And I love it. I love it so much. God. Don't stop. Whatever you're doing, it's so right. Don't ever stop. Touch that taste. The intensity I've craved all my life. To have someone so unbelievably cute. And you are cuter than anyone. So close. So hot. Let me touch you more. Let me hold you more. Let me make the sweetest moment that much sweeter. Just with you. Only with you. The world can burn a phrase. But I want to see you burn up. I want to see the ice hit you where it feels the best. A chill down your spine. Burning where it counts. Oh God, baby. This dance of kisses and touch. It always felt so natural, and now even more the fiery depths of desire. I want even more, won't you let me? Even more, won't you have me? Even more, won't you lose yourself just with me? The decadence, the hesitation, the dramatic pause before something so unbelievably hot. You can't even think anymore. The thoughts just melt, and we lose ourselves just like this. We lose ourselves in these deep-seething desires that we can never seem to lose midway. No. I'll never be satisfied until you're so satisfied it hurts. I'll never stop until this infatuation infects you to the deepest parts of your heart, mind, soul, and body. I want it to be an infatuation, a make-out that goes beyond making out. A touch, a taste, a naughty little place, a naughty little time. Just for us. That desire written all over your features. That breathless march forward that keeps going, drumming as your heart throbs that much more. The body making way for more. The heart beating faster and faster as our eyes can't break from one another. I don't want to look at anyone but you. I don't want to think about anyone but you. I just want to know what it feels like to be with you. Forever and ever, baby. If only I could think right now, maybe I would know that this is forbidden. This is delayed. This is deranged. But I'm too far gone, and by looks of it, so are you. And I want to see how far the depths of debauchery go. The depths of something even further beyond what we think we can feel. I want to feel it with you. I want to experience it with you so adequately, so beyond what anyone else could ever feel. I want this desire to be taken to new heights. This touch and taste and feelings to go beyond what mere love can do. What obsession can take part in. What can only be described as losing one's mind together. That singular focus on desire, love, passion coming out in every touch. The more I squeeze you, the more I hold you, the more I want you, the more it comes out that you, in fact, want me to. You're so cute like this, you know? So unbelievably cute. That it's hard to resist wanting more, but I would hardly like to cheapen the experience. So what do you think? Shall we proceed forward into our obsessive, decadently hot love that might just be obsession in disguise? I am obsessed with you. But it only goes so far when you are just as obsessed with me. And I feel it, I do, that you want more, you do, don't you? I like when you say it clearly, what I'm thinking should happen next. You finish my words and my thoughts before I can even think them. Before they ever meet the air. Just like my hands hold yours, and my body pushes yours to its limit. That desire, as sweaty and as dangerous as it may be, I want to experience it with you. I want to feel it with you. I want to know it with you, how far we can go. How far down the depths of pleasure we can sink our teeth into. I want marks up and down. I want feelings welling up. I want the decadence that nothing. nothing else could ever, ever replicate. So shall we fall together? Shall we, baby? Just like that, my hands slip into your panties, gripping that entire little pussy in my hands, claiming it as my own. Yes, grabbing you like this claims you. You feel it, don't you? That I would kill for you. Just to have you like this, just to grab you and claim you like this, to feel your touch over me, but to feel that decadence of knowing you can't escape me, that primal desire of predator and prey, and yet that knowing that we're so in tune with each other's heart that it's exactly what we desire, isn't it? Isn't it? Say it. Say it while I grab you by the clit. The way you twitch and throb, merely from the grinding of our bodies together in that sexy, horny little exchange we had, rubbing and licking, grinding and bumping all the while. Well, we could hardly keep our hands off each other, baby. You love it, don't you? Being my captive audience. Being the only one that would ever be able to have all of me. Solely to yourself. Locked away from the world. Kept in my arms instead. Touch me more. Do it. Don't hold back that horny little mind of yours and that horny little body. Touching my plaques like that. You must appreciate the muscles unless you're thinking a little more pervy than that. What do you think, baby? Your eyes tell me even when you say it's not like that. And the way you can't help but move and squirm. It's so hot. Let me leave some marks on you, baby. Show me all that pent-up desire. Show me why you like possessive men who can't get enough of you. Show me why I'm the only one you'll ever look at again. Baby. Baby. Baby, I wanna see that look on your face as you struggle to hold it all in. That look as you lose yourself just for me. As you throb and pant and scream my name. I wanna experience all of it. Oh, I know you love that. When I rub my cock between your thighs, even while there's clothes still in the way. While I grab you by your fucking pussy. That breathiness, those moans, that desire for more. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to feel you just like this. Baby, say you want me. Say you want me right now. Say it. Say it. You're the only one meant for me, and I'm the only one meant for you, and anyone else is merely in the way. The whole world is ours, and ours alone. I want to see you. What? Slowly. Slowly rubbing you all the right ways. Yes. Look at me with those eyes uplifted. Those eyes caught in your own hell of desire. You're just like me, honey. Honey. Baby. The way you sexily hold your breath, gasping at everything I do to you. But at the same time, you're not innocent, are you? Your own hands exploring my body. I love it. And I love you. But you knew that already, baby, darling. I've spent my whole life dreaming of you. I've spent all my time trying, wanting, aching for more, baby. More, baby. More. We'll say it again. Oh, you beat me to it. Baby. Don't hold back. Suck my dick then. Oh, God. Just don't think I'll go easy on that glit. Squirm for me. And do it like you mean it. Not that you could hold back anyways, could you? It's attacking us. Every movement delivered. Every taste taken. Makes me lose my mind a little more every time. Every time. God. It's so sexy how sloppy you do this when you try and please me. Baby. Honey. Snowflake, I want you to melt like that just for me. You taste so good, so incredibly good. No, don't look at me like that, with your mouth full of my dick all the way down. You can't judge me for being a pervert when you're just as bad. Or is it that I've made you into such a pervert? Is it my fault? Have I made your expectations so incredibly? I don't care, I won't apologize even if I did. Don't lose focus. Focus on it then. You little hypocrite. I want to see you in your utmost, and the only way to is laid bare. Let me taste you and memorize the taste of that cock, because I'll make sure it's the only one you ever taste ever again. You're mine. And I don't know the meaning of sharing, haven't you realized? Not only am I spoiled, but I would kill for you. Anyone, anything in my way is just an obstacle to be frozen or burnt to a crisp. Basically, what I'm saying is, you're mine, and I don't care if it's right or wrong. Everyone else can't even look. Because this moment and everyone after this is going to be just between you and me. Baby. You get cuter by the second. The more I touch you, the more I claim you, the more harsh I get. The more your body reacts, the more your heart beats faster, the more you take me into your mouth with that naughty expression. Switch more for me. Feel more for me. Am I greedy? I think you're the one who's even more greedy. Yet, I think it might be deflection to the unfathomable pleasure that we experience together. It's not about the pleasure, it's about the connection, isn't it? The need. So, divine. More. Prove to me how much you want it. I'll definitely make sure that I take care of my baby from head to toe, every inch of that sexy body. Mine. Oh, you make me feel so good. You drive me more wild than I even thought I could fall. Let me return the favor. Baby. Baby. Honey. Don't stop. Don't stop. My baby. What a mess. How do you make me feel so good? I didn't know I could, but I'm almost upset now, seeing you like that. Wanting more deep in your eyes. That you're all mine. I need to fill you up down to the brim of what you can take. I don't want to stop until you're a gasping, sweating, drooling mess. And I think you would agree. That's quite the outcome, isn't it? Why don't we get there together? Move that body. I want to feel it. I want you all to myself to feel so that no one else can ever feel with you. Never. Ever. But with me. You're so cute. When you have that tinge of fear in your eyes, that excitement reaching that cusp of something even more. You wonder if I've gone off the deep end, and let me reassure you. Yes, loving you, making you mine, and carving my name into every one of your thoughts makes me insane, wrong, toxic. I'm just that, and I won't apologize for it, because you're mine. You're mine. You don't need to hide it. I know what turns you on. The way that I claim you. The way that I make you mine. The way that I would kill for you, hurt for you, do anything. Just to have you right in my arms like this. Your words are cheap, but your actions, they speak wonders. I needed this so bad. Putting my hands on that naughty little pussy never felt so right. God, you're so incredibly tight. I just want to shove my cock inside you. I just want to hear that panting voice muffled by your insides, distracting any thoughts you could manage. Baby, I want you so bad it hurts. Rubbing against you, up and down that pussy. Baby, I want to see you cry from the pleasure. I want the intensity to well up, so that when I fuck you, you come when I put it inside. Your body is mine already. I've left my marks and every little bit of myself on you. The only place I haven't, not nearly enough right here. I'm going to enjoy that quivering little cunt. The weight of that ass is just right. And those sounds, baby. Those sounds are so cute. Like a princess slut. I felt you clench. Don't even try and pretend to be innocent. Try as you might. All that innocence will fly away. Once I've stuffed you so full you can't breathe. I love feeling you breathe, wrapping my arms around your neck. It gives that intimacy only we can get, doesn't it? And so close, the tip of my cock going just a little bit inside you, just a little bit further. You're so tight, so tight. Just a little more. Baby, You know how to take a cock. Barrel that. Focus on it. You're so cute when you can't even speak a word. When you stress you even more wild, like a beast lost to its senses. And yet they're all mine, my girl. Oh, you take it so beautifully, like an art form in human bodies, clashy, sexy, dripping with sweat and cum and everything in between. I love this Eiffel. You take my cock so well, don't you, baby? Baby. Yes. Oh, yes. Hold it inside. You hold it so well. So well. Yes. Oh, the way you hold me inside. I almost came just now from the thought of how sexy you are. How sexy you make me feel it too. I want to, darling. Baby, I love this feeling. Oh, I love you more than anything. Yes. Take it all. My sweet, my love, my baby, my darling. Are you going to come? Yes, don't hold back. We have forever to learn every little inch of each other's bodies. I'm going to come. So hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Sexy, baby. The cum overflowing inside you. It looks so good. So good. Still feels good. Yes. Oh, God. Yes. You're mine. Oh, yes. Don't let even a trip out. That's part of my claim over you. Every inch messed up in just the right ways. My darling, my baby, I'll take the best care of you, the best care that anyone ever could, and I won't let a single day go by.
a single moment that you don't think about me.
We'll lose our minds together, won't we? Sloppy kisses and even more sloppy lives. You're mine until the day everything ends, which will never come. Ha 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 ha.